News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Speaking exclusively to Joe Lynham on Breakfast Business this morning, CEO of the Dublin Airport Authority, Kenny Jacobs, revealed that Dublin Airport will exceed the cap. This is the cap of 32 million passengers this year. By 1 million people. We will be speaking to Michael O'Leary, boss of Ryanair, in just a moment. Shane, but to be honest now, in my view, the Dublin Airport cap is a nonsense. And I know there are people listening in North County Dublin that are going to be not happy with me for saying this, but to me, as an island nation and Dublin Airport as a valuable asset that has capacity for up to 60 million passengers, it makes no sense that we would limit it in this way. We need to get on and off the island. Building a different airport isn't a runner. I don't really get, I understand why the cap was brought in. I understand traffic congestion and all of those types of things. But I don't think they justify us putting a cap on things. And I do think that it's anti-business and I do think it's anti-common sense. But having said that, they are in breach of it by a million. It's quite an overshoot.
It is quite an overshoot. Yeah, look, there's no doubt the cap has passed its sell-by date. And what we were talking about, a very different road network around Dublin Airport when the cap was introduced. You'll remember,
it's 15 years old.
Yeah, the M50 was two lanes. Yeah. There was the toll bridge, which caused large delays. It's very different now. Like, I live in that part of Dublin. I wouldn't have said traffic is particularly bad around the airport. I'm on those roads a bit. I wouldn't have said it is particularly bad. A lot of people think it's something to do with CO2 emissions. It's actually nothing to do with that. It's all about traffic.
I would argue that particularly because we have a Green Minister for Transport.
He's no influence. He hasn't had any influence on the cap.
That there isn't a will necessarily coming from that department
I actually don't think that's had any impact. And it's, look, our planning process is slow. It's too slow. And this is about this is local authority. I mean, Eamon Ryan doesn't
dictate. I don't think it should be local authority, though. Well,
of course it should. It should be local authorities. That's what our plan. That's how the planning system works. We can't central government regulating planning.
I hear, Shane. You think local authorities should decide on Dublin Airport, a national asset?
Well, we can't complain.
It's not
about
a local issue.
I don't want to get go down a rabbit hole in this, but I will just say this. We can't complain about over-centralisation of government, over-centralisation of power, and then say, but central government should look after X, Y, and Z as well. They already look after everything.
The idea that Fingal County Council is in charge of what happens to Dublin Airport, our national asset.
So that's how planning works.
That's not how it should work, because that is a nonsense.
I disagree. Central government can't do everything and can't decide on everything.
I think they should do this. And I do think the fact that there is a Green Minister has something to do with it. I think there is an issue around that. But let us know what you think this morning. The cap has been breached. We've just broke that news on Breakfast Business this morning by 1 million people. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing?
Michael O'Leary, Ryanair boss, the cap has been breached. Is the cap now dead?
Sadly, it's not, Shane. The cap remains in place. Airlines, including Ryanair, some of the American airlines are diverting aircraft away from Dublin both this Christmas and next summer to take, because we can't get any additional slots. And I want to correct you. This is absolutely the fault of Eamon Ryan. The IAA, who are now the body charged with taking measures to enforce the cap and who are limiting the allocation of slots.
The Irish Aviation Authority.
Report directly into the Department of Transport. This lies directly on the desk of the Minister for Transport. But the reality is that we have a useless Minister for Transport who has been dithering, doing nothing on this issue for about 4 years, plaintively claiming that he can't interfere in the planning process. It's not an interference in the planning process to recognise that a traffic restriction from 2007, which is limiting growth on and off an island of Ireland, which has been ignored by Fingal County Council when they gave planning permission for the second runway, which takes capacity at Dublin Airport up to 60 million, is outdated and should not be observed. It should be scrapped. But we have a useless transport minister. So we're calling on Simon Harris and Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste, to take action when the transport minister won't.
Okay, you're going over the head of the minister. Do you think this will act as a spur for the government, for politicians to act? The fact that the cap has now been breached, that you have the chief executive of Dublin Airport Authority saying, look, we've done our best, it's just not possible to do anymore. Will that act as a spur for a speedy resolution of this issue?
I don't think so, sadly. I think the only thing that will really act as a spur is when the crisis blows up this Christmas. You know, when the airlines offer 250,000 less seats to Dublin this Christmas, when airfares hit €500 one way, when 50,000 Dubliners are coming home to visit friends and family via Belfast, then finally we'll probably get something done. And when, hopefully following an election, we'll have a new transport minister committed to fixing transport problems, unlike the present one, who's an idiot.
I think it's unfair to describe him as an idiot. I think that's personal. No, that's very personalised.
Michael, hang on a second.
He's a politician who you can disagree with. It is not Absolutely. Fair to describe him as an idiot. He's a highly competent minister, a highly competent politician.
He is a highly incompetent transport minister. But during the 4 years of his period in office, the Greens have delivered us the second worst traffic congestion ever. Dublin is the second most congested city in Europe. We managed to drop to below 350,000 on a bike shed at Dáil Éireann.
No, that's not Mike. That's not the minister. That's not his fault. That's not Eamon Ryan's fault.
Who is the one pushing bikes and cycling around Dublin? Where's the pressure point coming from?
Because he's in favour of cycling, which a lot of people are, it doesn't make him responsible for overspending in the Oireachtas.
None of them are using the empty bicycle lanes around suburban Dublin.
Well, Eamon Ryan does, but let's not get bogged down.
He's bicycling in his 350,000 bike shed.
We're
off the issue.
We are. I don't know if you heard the interview that Kenny Jacobs did a little bit earlier. He kind of disagreed with you on one issue. He said there's no reason why you should have €500 airfares at Christmas. He said Ryanair hasn't lost slots. He said the problem will not arise at Christmas, as Michael O'Leary said to us a few weeks ago. He said the problem will arise next summer. That's when it'll really hit. So are you kind of crying wolf about Christmas a little bit?
No, I'm not. Look, I mean, the reality is the airlines have been denied lost for 270,000 extra seats this Christmas. Already on the Friday...
Not Ryanair, though, is it?
But, okay, 220,000 of those seats are Ryanair seats. We're the one who put in most extra flights at Christmas. Aer Lingus, to be fair, do put in some extra flights. There are extra flights. None of us got the slot for these extra flights this Christmas. Kenny is wrong. Airfares this Christmas will be at record levels. I think 500 one way. Yes, it's a...
Sorry, Michael, sorry to cut across. I will let you answer. But have you less slots than you had last Christmas? Will you have less slots than you had last Christmas?
Yes, we have been denied the extra slots we traditionally get every Christmas. They have been blocked this year by the Irish Aviation Authority. None of the airlines are getting the extra flights that we get every Christmas. We have now put 50,000 extra seats from London into Belfast. We're diverting Dublin's seats up to Belfast this Christmas because none of us are being allocated the additional slots, which we have obtained every year for the last, I'd say, 30 years at Dublin Airport this Christmas. In Ryanair's case, will have 220,000 less seats at Dublin Airport this Christmas because we're not allowed to load any extras.
So Kenny Jacobs is wrong on this point. You're saying it will lead to higher airfares. €500... That sounds like dynamic pricing to me. Are you the oasis of the transport business?
No, I mean, will the fares be higher? Yes, there's a limited number of seats on the 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd of December, but people will move. So some people will come home earlier, some people will come home via Belfast, or some people may not come home at all because of the... And all of this is fixable. All it needs is a letter from the transport minister to the IAA, which simply says, while the DA is applied to lift the cap, ignore this cap and allow Dublin Airport to continue to grow. It's simple.
The minister would say in response to that, he's not here, the minister would say, we've had too much of politicians over the last 40 years, 50 years, with disastrous consequences, meddling in planning matters with disastrous consequences. That's what he would
no
say.
No difficulty
that.
Meddling when the Shannon LNG, he wrote on board and all of that, setting out his views when they were applying for planning permission for the Shannon LNG facility. This is a minister, when it comes to aviation, who doesn't want to lift a finger. If it was a bicycle lane, he'd be out there getting his photograph taken with his green jacket. But when there's a national transport emergency, when the main airport artery on and off the island can't grow, when we are losing flights and jobs and visitors to other European countries, nothing. I can't interfere. You know, it's a pity he doesn't get up off his backside and do something useful. And the solution is so simple. You know, we have a dysfunctional planning system. it will take the DA about 4 years to get this this cap lifted. And are we seriously saying to Irish tourism, we can't grow for the next 4 years? Airfares on and off the island are going to rocket in the next 4 years because there's no capacity growth. And the Minister for Transport, who sadly, of course, isn't running for election again, just throws up his hands and says, nothing I can do here. The Irish Aviation Authority reports directly into him. He can issue a ministerial direction to the Irish Aviation Authority, ignore this cap, which we've already breached anyway, while the DA is going through the planning process. But no okay. action. As usual with Eamon Ryan, dithering and inaction.
You're saying €500 one way for airfares at Christmas. What do you think will be the impact next summer on airfares? Because Kenny Jacobs and you are in agreement. Kenny Jacobs saying it will have an impact next summer.
Well, the IAA have already written to the airlines and to Dublin Airport asking us for our proposals as to how we reduce seat capacity in summer 2025 by up to 1 million seats. Now, Ryanair, Aer Lingus and all the others have written back to the Irish Aviation Authority saying, go away. You don't have any power to reduce the number of slots at Dublin Airport. But they do have the power to stop us adding extra slots.
Okay.
So at this point in time, we can't grow next summer. Already in the summer of 2024, Ryanair had to divert three new aircraft. Two went to Southern Italy, two went to Italy and one went to Poland, which we had penciled in for Dublin. So Dublin is losing out on new routes.
Airfares next summer, will it have an impact on that as well?
In Dublin, airfares will be higher next summer, hopefully not by a lot.
Now, I have to put it to you, Michael, you said on the show earlier this year that airfares would be higher this summer just gone. It didn't happen.
Airfares out of Dublin have been higher this summer. Airfares overall for Ryanair have been down this summer, but that's because we're growing traffic by about 16 million passengers all over Europe. But airfares out of Ireland are rising because there is capacity constraint. Where you turn off growth, prices will rise. It's inevitable.
Okay. Michael O'Leary, Ryanair Chief Executive, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.